The greatest thing that can happen to a person who is a Christian is to have people associate them with Jesus, that they see Jesus in them. They see them doing things as Jesus did them. This is what the rulers saw as they examined Peter and John, and they suddenly realized they had crucified Jesus. They thought they had gotten rid of all that Jesus stood for, everything that he had done. But now here are these people. Listen to what it says about them. Acts 4, verse 13. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. And seeing the man which had been healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. A miracle was done that no one could deny. They tried suppressing the miracles of Jesus by crucifying. Instead, here are people simply speaking in the name of Jesus, and an undeniable miracle had been done. And they saw they had been with Jesus, and they saw their boldness, and they knew they had something they could not handle. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you that you have given me a boldness to speak. Not just a boldness to speak in front of people, but a boldness to do what you ask me to do. When you lay out a ministry before me, Lord, I cannot be timid. I must have boldness. And like these disciples who came back, they prayed for more boldness. I pray for more boldness today, Lord, in what I do. Not just to speak, not just to be in front of people or to speak that, but boldness to do what you ask me to do without fear. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.